community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time. It's a, what is it? It's a Thursday afternoon. I'm all over the shop. Oh, Paul. How you doing? All right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
But this, this is Brentwood of Billericay's Phoenix FM, and this is Paul from Billericay IT Solutions. So you was here last week having a chat
weren't you?
We were discussing a plethora of ranges, and we gave out your email address. Did you have many emails?
Yeah, we've had 63 emails.
63 emails. I can't believe that.
I can't.
63?
I've done nothing but read emails.
Haven't been able to get any work done at all. Keep answering these emails. So what sort of, give us an idea of the
well,
sort
one
of questions.
One of the things that we followed up a couple of emails, well, we follow all our emails up, is to do with broadband.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of myths about broadband. A lot of customers seem to take on a broadband service expecting a certain speed to come down the line. And they get something a lot slower and they don't understand why. And then it goes through peaks and troughs at different times.
That's right, yeah, so busy times. And
So there's a lot of people that we try and explain in layman terms what that broadband service is about, and you know, if we can start with some of the elements of it, there's something called contention, and the typical contention would be 50 to 1 for a home user. That means that the exchange will service 50 people down the same broadband line,
right.
So at any one time you could be one and there could be 49 other users using that line.
Right, so the more users, the slower each one's
exactly.
speed.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And when we talk about users, if it's school time has just completed and the kids are home on their Xboxes doing all sorts of stuff, then
because they're all plugged in.
Yeah, exactly. So the degradation of service around that time could be pretty astronomical. And you literally, you know, it can grind to a halt. So you may have been promised, yes, you're going to get 15 meg download speed. You may do a speed test at that period of time and you might think, wow, we're only getting 1 meg and it's taking me a long time to download something. Or I'm, you know, watching some videos on YouTube and they're not, you know, they keep pausing. So that's one of the things that can happen. There's also another thing that can happen at peak times, which is called throttling. And throttling is where they will actually see that one user may be actually taking up a larger ratio of the broadband in that area, maybe downloading some, you know, good films and that type of thing.
Yeah.
So they would deliberately affect the actual download speed of that individual user, called throttling. So he may be downloading at, say, you know, 500k per second, and they may throttle that down to, say, 200 to allow other users to still benefit from the broadband. So that's another practice. So sometimes you may see something you're downloading, it may say 3 hours, and then all of a sudden it's gone up to 7 or 8 hours to download, and you may think, well, what's happened here? Why is my service so much slower? So that's another thing that goes on. I mean, there's also the distance you are from the exchange is another key element. The further away you are, then the slower it's going to be. If you live next door to the exchange, and if you're looking to buy a house, check out where the telephone exchange is.
Yeah, that's right, because if it's miles away, it's miles of cable it's got to go down, isn't
it? So you just buy the one next door to the telephone exchange and you're set up for life.
Never move, though.
No.
Never ever move.
You wouldn't.
Broadband seems to be a victim of its own success, because the more people that get it, the slower it becomes, so they've got to put higher fibre cable in.
Of course, and websites, I mean, we deal in websites, so we understand the mechanics of a website, and the images are getting that much bigger on websites to download. There's other features which can slow the download. So, as you say, the broadband speeds up, then other things take longer to download. So it's like a fighting battle that goes on, and there are some new ones coming out soon. Virgin are actually going to release a 200 connection soon.
Good
and there's no doubt BT will be close behind that. So and one of the customers I did see this week, following up from one of the emails, was, yes, he'd been having a little bit of a battle with his supplier, had been getting about sort of 1 meg speed, and we went round his house and you can actually look on one of the websites to see what other speeds people are getting in the area. So you can actually identify and say, look, you know, your neighbour two doors away is actually getting a similar speed to you.
Oh really? That's very very interesting.
Whilst you're banging your head saying I'm getting a slow speed, you're not getting a slow speed. You're actually getting the speed that's available to your house. And this particular guy, he wanted to run his Kindle, he wanted to run his television. He had a laptop upstairs. His kids play stuff, and he's telling me, I want to get these all wired up and connected. And I said, that broadband is probably not going to support. And you've also got everything is Wi-Fi indoors, so that just loses a little bit more speed. To cut a long story short, he kind of felt he was missold it from the supplier. Yeah. He went into battle with them, and they've actually installed fibre optic. Although it's he's actually with TalkTalk, the BT have installed the fibre optics.
And then when
I went round there to check it out with him, because another thing he said is, I still don't seem to be getting the speed with fibre optic. And I went round there, and that day I went round there, like every time I go round the house, everything seems fine. And he was getting 32 meg download speed, which was fantastic.
That's amazing.
And he said, it just seems to be working now you've come round, Paul. And I said, well, what have you been doing? He said, well, we do switch it off every night and everything. I said, often they tell you when they've installed it, leave it running, it will take 2 or 3 weeks to settle down.
And I
said, perhaps that's what's happened. You keep turning it off. People think, oh, you know, we've saved some money. And obviously there's this big drive not to leave things on standby.
Yeah, that's right.
But in those particular occasion, I said, no, I think you should have left it on. And since then I've checked with him, and he's getting a great speed. And now he's got enough throughput to run all his devices. And in all fairness, the contract he's got is not that much greater than his existing one.
And see, that's
another thing with the broadband. A lot of people have taken up broadband packages, which are historic, maybe taken out 2 or 3 years ago. And in fact, some of them, to get the newer versions of the broadband speed, it may not even be more expensive, because of the cost, it comes down.
It does.
So, I mean, a typical scenario was when I worked at a charity in Billericay a couple of years ago, they was on a lot of legacy broadband packages paying about £26 a month, and I said, do you know, for £18 a month we can get 10 times the speed, because they're just so outdated. What the suppliers seem to have a habit of doing is not telling them to you.
But that goes right across the board with the majority of people. I mean, I've had the same sort of thing with interest rates in banks and building societies and ISAs and PEPs and all the rest of it. They don't tell you that it's come out of the 12 month time, and now they just drop your interest. Or they might send you a letter. 9 times out of 10, if you're like me, you just, I'll deal with that in a minute, and it goes in the bin. This is quite common nowadays.
It is, and so it really is worth you actually looking at your broadband speed, have a look at how much you're paying, and do a speed test. If it says, you know, you're guaranteed X amount of speed, and you do a test and you're only getting half that, then take it up with your broadband supplier. You know, get on the case to them, because they're not going to do anything. And it seems so many people actually put up with an inferior service.
They do. I don't think they know that what's going on, to be honest. They just take it out and forget it.
Yeah, so, you know, that's something, you know, I mean, my business partner, he spent a long time out in China, and he said when he was in Hong Kong, he actually saw 1 gig download in Hong Kong.
Really?
And also in South Korea. So
maybe. You've only got to think about it. And it's down.
Yeah, and if you want to live next to the telephone exchange in Hong Kong,
you get 1 gig.
So that's something else to consider if you're thinking of moving.
Don't forget, if you want to email Paul with your IT problems, perhaps he can help you. It's paul.alexander, is that the one I can read out?
Yes, please,
At billericyit.co.uk. That's paul.alexander@billericyit.co.uk. And this conversation will actually be put on the website, phoenixfm.com, on the drive time page. So if you can't remember that, just don't worry, just go to phoenixfm.com. So have you had any really interesting jobs that you get your teeth into?
Well, another subject I want to talk about, which again a lot of the emails seem to focus on, is, you know, what is cloud backup storage?
That is a mystical world.
It is. You know, where is the cloud? What is the cloud? And I'm trying to sort of think about how to explain it in the simplest of terms. And what it really is somewhere, you know, in the UK or in the States, there's banks of what they call a data center, where it's banks of servers that store data. And you may have something like a simple photo on your computer. Now, this photo is then uploaded through the internet and stored in one of these data centers. Now, that's what the simplest form of what a backup and storage is. And if you have something like Dropbox, which is a great solution for
that's fantastic.
For
I
sharing,
use Dropbox.
And Dropbox, it can give you up to 2 gig of data space, which isn't great in terms of, say, photos, but it's great in terms of documents. You would open up a Dropbox account, and your photo would go into your Dropbox account, and hence your photo would be stored on a server somewhere, and then you could actually access that photo from anywhere on the internet, or you could synchronize it with another device you had, say a laptop, your iPad, your iPhone. They've all got Dropbox availability or other devices. So it's a fantastic way of not only giving you an online backup solution, but also you may want to do some work somewhere and you think, I can't quite finish it in the office. I've got my laptop at home. I'll share a Dropbox file so you can go home and work on the same document.
Yeah.
Or even use it to share with some friends. You may be in a society or something like that, and you need to share some documents with some other members in that society organisation. So Dropbox is a fantastic way of doing that. But what Dropbox doesn't really give you is the full online backup solution, because with 2 gigabyte, it's not really enough. And if you wanted to go to the next step up, you're talking about 50 gigabytes, and it's probably something about £100 a year.
To get
that. So where we can come in is we offer an online backup solution which would undercut that considerably. And we've had a one today. We've actually been to see a business today that was looking for a backup solution, and they've got one solution in place, but they can't access it from one computer. They've lost the password, and they need someone to look after it in a kind of a managed solution. And that's what we try and help people out. It's actually, you tell us what files you want to back up, and then we can run the solution for you and help you and check to make sure it's backed up and everything. And this is such we spoke about it last week, such a critical thing. Another issue that we came across was someone's laptop had just died, and we couldn't get it going, and the hard drive, we couldn't access the data on the hard drive. They had so many personal photos on their laptop, which again so many people do, and they couldn't access those photos. We're trying to work hard with them to see if there's a way to recover it. We spoke last week about they have to be sent off to a secure place to get the photos recovered. It could be anything up to £1,000.
Really?
It's just so sad to see someone losing all their memories of their photos, holidays, children's photos.
Oh, that must be heartbreaking.
Well, it is. And this isn't just when the laptop seizes up. They may be out. Someone may break in and steal the laptop.
The thing. There was a famous thing with Bob Monkhouse. He had something like 30 years worth of different jokes all stored on a laptop, and someone stole his laptop.
They'd probably done a favour, didn't they?
But think to yourself, that's like the man's career. That's how he's earned his living. And it's gone.
Exactly.
It's all gone.
Exactly. So you've really got to think about some of these things and kind of have a bit of lateral thinking and think, well, what do we need to do to protect our data? What would we do if we lost that laptop? We've got all our letters, all our documents we've done. Maybe they've got spreadsheets they've used to monitor all their bills and everything. And for a simple, a few pounds a month, you can have a really good solution to save all that data.
It is worth it for a few pounds a month.
It is. And again, the business we went to see, funny enough, today, they're quite rural, and we checked their broadband speeds. We've been talking about broadband, and their upload speed is only 0.2, which really, in some respects, is going to make the online backup a little bit redundant for them, because they're not fast enough.
That's right. You've got to have a reasonably fast connection.
And they deal with big image files, because they do a lot of graphics and that sort of thing. So we've got to now think of a solution to get them through to have a robust backup solution. There is the idea idea of again taking a hard disk off site, but we'll have a little think about, you know, the best way to do that, because the customer really wants to use the cloud. He loves the idea of the cloud.
But it is handy. Is there any computer you want it to be virtually?
Well, he was actually out in Asia recently doing some business, and he at the moment he said he couldn't get to his data. That's why he said, I want it on the cloud properly.
Yeah.
I was in Asia. I wanted to show a client some of the work we've done, and we couldn't access it. So it's getting those type of solutions in place.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming in. Don't forget, Paul's email address is paul.alexander@billericayit.co.uk. This conversation is actually going to be on the website. So if you check the website, you can send Paul any of your problems, and we'll have another chat very soon, Paul.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for coming in.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.